This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Arnold Danjuma has sent a message to the Tottenham Hotspur fans. Reports are stating that Kulusevski's future looks uncertain. Dane Scarlett and Alfie Devine help England on their way to the round of 16 in the under-20 World Cup. And despite many rumours, Spurs will not qualify for a European competition if Manchester City win the Champions League. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start with a goodbye message from Arnaud Danjuma. He put the following on Instagram and Twitter on Monday morning. It says, "To Spurs fans, it is very difficult to sum up this season. We've had all in words, many highs and lows, yet I try to give my all every time, at every moment for you all. An indifferent return to the Premier League for me. I'd be lying if I wasn't disappointed with how the season ended for the club, the fans and me. I have proven and I know I have the ability to influence games and make a big impact. And if I could turn back the clocks and be given a chance to demonstrate that, I would without question. Putting the frustration aside, I am very conscious of the welcome I received by first and foremost the fans, whose continuous support towards me has truly amazed me. Likewise, the welcoming from the club, players and staff has been a heartwarming pleasure, to say the least. What is tomorrow worth if it is the same as today? It is only through the hardships in life we will be able to find ease. Therefore, this is not a goodbye message. Never. The journey shared will live on in my mind, body and heart forever. This is to every fan who chanted my name, for every person who clapped their hands for me, for every kid who ran up to me for an autograph. Thank you until we meet again." Now, there have been a lot of rumours and a lot of people questioning, can Tottenham Hotspur still qualify for the Europa Conference League if Manchester City beat Inter Milan in the Champions League final? No, they can't. This is not the case. Spurs will not qualify for Europe this season, no matter what Manchester City do, win, lose, in the Champions League final. Now, new UEFA regulations mean that the spot is instead given to the highest ranked national league in the UEFA coefficient, without an automatic group stage spot. This means that no extra position is then impacted outside of that, and therefore nothing can be changed for Tottenham. "It is impossible for eighth to qualify by league position. The team must win a domestic cup competition or a European title to play in Europe the following season. If Manchester City win the Champions League, this will have no effect on the Premier League, as Manchester City will finish in the top four. There is no drop down of places to give a fifth Champions League spot. The position in the group stage for the Champions League title holders is left vacant. This isn't filled by giving another team a place. The qualifying rounds are rebalanced with clubs effectively receiving byes. Ordinarily, the champions of the country ranked 11th in the UEFA coefficient table at the end of the 2021-2022 season. Serbia would go direct to the Champions League group stage rather than having to qualify. However, Russia is ranked 10th and its clubs remain excluded from European competition. That means that the Serbian champions are already guaranteed a place in the group stage. So if Manchester City do win the Champions League, it will be the champions of the 12th ranked country who are given a place in the group stage. This so happens to be Ukraine. Now, next up, Alfie Devine and Dane Scarlett were in action again for the England under-20s. Devine and Scarlett will face Italy in the under-20 World Cup round of 16 after England were held to a 0-0 draw with Iraq in their final group stage game on Sunday. Having enjoyed victories over Tunisia and Uruguay in their opening two games of Group E, with Dane on target against Tunisia and Alfie on the score sheet against Uruguay, the young Lions were then forced to settle for a stalemate in their last group match day against a stubborn Iraq side, but that was enough to see them top the group. Alfie started the game in the centre of midfield, with Dane amongst the subs, before coming on in the 81st minute. The draw of the Middle Eastern nation saw England finish 1 point above Uruguay, and they will now face Italy, who finished second in Group D behind Brazil in the last 16 on Wednesday, the 31st of May. Kickoff time will be 10 p.m. UK time. Lots of reports on this story today. This one is from the Daily Mail, and it states that Tottenham Hotspur winger Dejan Kulusevski has admitted he is unsure whether he will be returning to Spurs next season as time runs out on his long-term loan agreement. The 23-year-old joined on an 18-month deal from Juventus in last year's January transfer window, setting the club back an initial £8.3 million, which included the option to buy for £24.9 million this summer. The costly sum looked to have been a prudent purchase, with the Sweden international excelling alongside Harry Kane and Heung-min Son during the run-in last campaign.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
But with Spurs and Dejan Kulusevski struggling for confidence and form this season, doubt has been cast on the forward's long-term future at the club. After Spurs won at Elland Road against Leeds on Sunday, he said, "I don't know, honestly, we will see." Kulusevski also added, "I'm just focused on the pitch. I try to do as good as I can. And now, of course, it is time to speak to the club." Back to the report from the Daily Mail today. It says when Kulusevski contributed to Antonio Conte's fearsome trio last term, few would have anticipated there would be any doubt of Spurs permanently securing his services. The Sweden international finished last season with 5 goals and 8 assists from just 18 outings to help Spurs clinch a top 4 spot. The same result from the club at the end of the campaign would have meant that Daniel Levy and co would have had to fork out an increased fee of £29.1 million for the youngster. Kulusevski has struggled this season after impressive performances last term, with a return of 2 goals and 7 assists from 30 appearances. Now, my thoughts on all of these stories in this episode. Let's start by talking about the Europa Conference League. To be honest with you, I know I'm in the minority here. I'm absolutely gutted that we have not qualified for any European competition the first time in 13 years. I am so used to watching European football at Tottenham Hotspur, and I am absolutely gutted. I feel that a lot of young players, a lot of fringe players will miss out on game time. Of course, you know, years ago we used to have a reserve league. It is now an under-21 league. You know, there are a lot of players that are going to miss out on game time at Tottenham Hotspur. I know this summer is going to be a big shake-up. It needs to be a big shake-up. We need to move on an awful lot of players that don't get first-team football. Whether that will happen or not is another thing. But European football, I just think, is so important for Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. And I'm absolutely gutted that we are not going to have any form of European football during the season of 2023-2024. Now, Arnold Danjuma's message to the Tottenham Hotspur fans, do you know what? He is one of the players I really feel for, because he was brought in the January transfer window, and he has had very, very limited and little game time under three different managers, Antonio Conte, Stellini and Ryan Mason. Not one of those three really gave him a chance and an opportunity. When he did get his very limited game time in a Tottenham Hotspur shirt, Preston away springs to mind, Bournemouth, when he came on and scored, he delivered, in my opinion. I'm really, really surprised. You know, you saw him on Instagram on a regular basis posting videos of him doing extra training sessions on his own, I might add, at Hotspur Way. I just don't get it. I do not get it. I know, obviously, all of us fans do not see these players training at Hotspur Way on a daily basis. You don't see their attitudes. But he seemed to have a very good attitude. He seemed to have a very good approach. You know, even in that message to the Tottenham Hotspur fans today, it seemed a fantastic message, a really nice send-off. You know, he will obviously go back now. I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, we want to activate you know, the deal, you know, to keep him at the club, which I think is a great shame, because I think he could have delivered a lot more for us. Kulusevski's future now looks uncertain, whether we will be spending the money to buy him on a permanent deal. As I said, there are so many decisions by this football club to be made this summer. And of course, the decision making has to be better than it has been in previous years. And talking about decision-making, if you saw the episode earlier, the 60-second update, Michael Dawson, of course, Spurs legend, come out and said that if Harry Maguire was available and Tottenham could get him, he would take him at Tottenham. I find that a big surprise. I don't think that Harry Maguire and players of this standard are going to take the club forward, in my opinion. We are also linked to Leeds United centre-back Robin Koch as well. You know, these types of players, are they going to take us forward? Are we going to then be challenging for honours? Are we going to be getting back into Europe with these types of players? I don't believe so. As I keep saying, and as I probably will say for the next couple of months until the season starts again in 75 days' time, you know, it's a huge summer. We need to move a lot of players on. We need to bring a lot of quality in. We need to be back to the standard where we were some years ago under the likes of Maurizio Pochettino, where we were really competing for the Premier League title and we were competing for the Champions League. Of course, we were in a Champions League final only 4 years ago, and now we find ourselves with no European football. So a massive, massive summer coming up. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy your bank holiday Monday. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.